Can you tell me what day it is?
Anything can happen Thursday.
What does that mean exactly?
It means,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
It's anything can happen Thursday.
I'm gonna go ahead and move the conversation forward.
I'm listening.
Okay, DJ, hit that track!
You're DJ. You understand what that means.
This show's broken, has not even begun yet.
Anything can happen.
This show's unairable.
You're on the air.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Did you bring your umbrella this morning? Okay, boys and girls, you're going to need it.
It's going to stop, right?
Well, not today.
Not today. It'll stop tonight.
Eventually.
It's not going to be 40 days and 40 nights.
Something like that,
We need the rain.
We need the rain. Yeah, it's going to be. And then this is just going to get us ready for some hot, hot weather. It's going to be hot this weekend, So a lot of stuff coming up on the program today. We're going to talk to you about the 4th of July weekend, which is coming up here, and how busy it's going to be. You know, highways. Logan's going to be unbelievable tomorrow.
We'll bring really?
Up speed on the,
okay.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm not going anywhere, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so you feel
me.
Good about that,
yes.
Huh? Okay. I talked to Bob Ryan this morning. J.D. Martinez.
Oh, my God.
The mighty Boston Red Sox. And Brian has pointed out this morning, he's got 25 home runs on the season now. And at this point in the season, he makes him.
It's the most ever by a Red Sox player.
Really?
There's been a lot of good Red Sox players.
I mean, at this time of the year, yeah.
Yeah, we're halfway through the season.
Yeah. And everybody was, complaining and moaning in preseason about, hey, can't he hit a home run yet, you know? You never know, do you?
Big Poppy, Jim Rice, Ted Williams, Kari Yastrzemski, more than them all.
Pretty good. Hey, it ain't easy being a duchess. You seen the latest on Markle?
Meghan Markle? Mm-hmm. What did she do? Did she mess up?
She messed up. We'll cover that for you. We'll try to get hit that in Dirty Laundry. Are you all upset about Katie Holmes?
No, I'm not upset about Katie Holmes. I am upset about Joe Jackson.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you at Dirty Laundry the time I met him.
You've actually met him?
I've actually met him and LaToya. It was random.
Wow.
That is random.
Okay. That's very random.
But I'll tell you all the details at 7:45.
Joe Jackson, for those of you who don't know, was the father, the patriarch of the Jacksons, Michael Jackson.
Jackson 5 manager.
And all that stuff.
Okay. I bet you Michael wasn't at the pearly gates to welcome him in.
Who knows? Okay, it's all coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, let's play for cash right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Our player's on the line right now. Her name is Julie Curley. She's a home care coordinator from Brockton, Massachusetts. She's on the line here. So, Julie, first of all, good morning and welcome to the program.
Julie Howard.
Julie Howard.
Good morning, guys. You got it right.
Okay, got it right. Okay. Julie Howard. Now, Julie, here's what's in your immediate future. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know the answer to a question, what you do then is simply say pass, move on, and by the end, if you have time left over, we come back, pick up the questions, and if you get them all right in a minute, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. It sounds pretty simple, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, you ready?
Everybody set. Everybody, here
I'm
we
ready.
Go. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What time is the 3 o'clock parade at Disney World?
3 o'clock.
What retailer uses the slogan, expect more, pay less?
Pass.
What is 8 times 8?
64.
Who authored the books The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Pass.
What TV show featured the character Steve Urkel?
Family Matters.
Oh, true or false, the movie Jurassic Park is based on a book by Dan Brown?
False.
What type of food is Gouda?
Cheese.
Jason Voorhees is the killer in what horror movie franchise?
Jason. Friday the 13th.
What car company makes the Sorento, Forte, and Rio models of the car?
Kia.
What is the name of the San Antonio's NBA team?
The Spurs.
I hear you had help.
Okay, you did.
But you did really well.
Eight correct. Only two of them you passed. Was it nine?
She passed on one, right?
She passed on two.
Two.
She passed on what retailer uses the slogan, expect more, pay less, and that would be Target. And
Target. Who?
I thought she said it. I couldn't hear. I thought, okay.
Yeah, I started to say it, but then you moved on.
Okay.
Well, all right. We'll have to go back to the tape for that. But you passed and you didn't get back to who authored the books, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and that would be Mark Twain. But boy, an ex excellent showing.
And, How many people did it take for you to get that number right?
Unbelievable.
There's a whole crowd here.
Oh! Okay, if you'd won it, would you have split it?
Julie Howard, for you. You can only take three people with you. But we got a family four-pack of passes to the NHRA New England Nationals July 6th through the 8th at New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire. Congratulations. Hey. Have a great time. Thanks a million for being a member of the nation. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of people that want to go to that.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, good. Everyone wins. Good showing with good friends.
Good job. Everybody else, if you want to play, win a grand in 60 seconds, very simple. Log on to WRR.com. From all the entries, we randomly choose a player. We give you a call. We set it up. We play the game. And you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Pretty cool, huh? So stick around, and we'll be playing again tomorrow right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time now for your 620 Men from Maine episode, so let's hit it.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are sitting in $3 Dewey's, having a couple of tall frosties when the following conversation ensues.
Hey, Ephus, there's something I don't quite understand.
What's that?
Well, you and Effie don't seem to have all that much in common, and yet you got married. How do you explain that?
Well, I guess it's that old saying, opposites attract.
How's that?
Well, when we got married, she was pregnant, and I was...
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Oh, my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Yeah, she's as cold as ice. Be good to sit by her this weekend.
Exactly.
Cool you off a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, good morning. It's 626 here at WROR.
Stephen Colbert, you know what? He's singing about legalizing pot in Oklahoma. But first, a word from Seth Meyers.
Mitt Romney won last night's Utah Republican Senate primary. Romney celebrated by going to a victory party and turning the music down.
And then we're going to turn this music up because this is a pretty good song.
Oklahoma, where the bongs are ripping round the way. Smoke from weed can sure smell sweet when you need to fill your Saturday. Oklahoma, every night my stoner friend and I hang and get real high watching Family Guy with a large meat lover's pizza pie. T-O-K-E-L-A-H-O-M-A. Oklahoma.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Oklahoma.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, have you seen the predictions from the TSA about the flying Friday, which is like tomorrow? Okay, here's a direct quote from the TSA. They said, we expect this Friday will be one of the busiest days ever in TSA history.
Really?
Yes. So
why?
I don't know. The stars are aligned just right for the 4th of July weekend or something like that. So it's going to be really, really crazy. We are going to give you one really simple tip if you're flying this weekend. You know how you hate to stand in line at the carousel when the luggage gets off the plane?
Yes.
And wait and wait and wait and it seems like it never comes? We're going to teach you one real simple trick on how to be sure that your bag is in the first group of bags that come down from the plane, okay? That's coming up next. So as we were just telling you a few minutes ago, this is going to be one of the biggest travel days for flyers coming up ever. The TSA said this could actually be the biggest Friday in TSA history for the volume of travelers flying.
Wow, my daughter's flying tomorrow, so I should warn her to leave tonight, baby.
There you go. Okay, it's going to be, it's the perfect storm, 4th of July weekend and all that sort of thing. So we thought we would help you out this morning. I discovered this little trick. So you know how you get to the airport, you check your bags and everything, you get on, you fly, you land, and you think, oh man, we're finally here, boom, going to get out of here, and then you go down to the luggage carousel and you wait and wait and wait and wait, and your bag never comes, and finally, you've wasted an hour down there.
It's so stressful too, because you think they lost it. That whole time, you're really freaking out.
Okay. So you've done all the stuff, you're trying, you tie a little pink bow around your bag so you can identify it and all that sort of thing. But the thing is, this simple trick, and I can't believe I never thought of this.
I hope you're not going to give away my trick. Go ahead.
Okay, simple trick. When you check your baggage, ask them for a sticker that says fragile. And, you know, you see a lot of them, they have tag or a sticker or some of that.
You mean fragile.
Fragile. Fragile. And it has like that glow, yellow day glow thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep.
And you put that on there. And when that happens, according to baggage handlers, it is more likely than anything else that that bag will be loaded like at the very end, the very last on.
Oh, and then they it's toss be on it with top. All their might on the top of
okay.
it.
So last on means first off.
Right.
And then when they put it, you know, and they bring it down, put it on the carousel, yours will be the first one off.
All right. I want whoever's listening and flying this weekend, I want them to test that out because that sounds brilliant.
You know,
but make sure there's nothing fragile in there because I feel like the baggage handlers would be like,
yeah.
What's in this?
Okay. Give it a try. Let us know. The Hankster is here. Again, Hank.
Another crazy game at Fenway last night. Once again, the Red Sox turned on the power to get the win. The final, a 9-6 victory over the Angels. Sox had three home runs, scored 6 runs in the second inning as Eduardo Nunez, Sandy Leon, and J.D. Martinez all hit it out. Sox took a 6-0 lead. The Angels eventually tied it in the 7th, but then Rafael Devers answered with an RBI double in the bottom of the 7th to retake the lead. J.D. Martinez home run, his league-leading 25th. He's hit more home runs than any other Red Sox player in history through the first 81 games.
Pretty amazing.
This guy's amazing. Matt Barnes, the win. Craig Kimbrell, the save. Yankees lost to the Phillies 3-0, so the Sox back in first place by a half a game. Series wraps up tonight. Brian Johnson against Jaime Barria. Celtics reportedly have jumped into the bidding for the Spurs all-star forward Kawhi Leonard, sending San Antonio an offer. The Sixers, Cavs, Clippers, and Lakers also in the mix. And defending World Cup champion Germany not headed to the knockout round, knocked out instead by South Korea 2-0 yesterday.
Eliminated. Amazing. Coming up next, we got the Ryan Bell Buster for the day today.
That's right. It's Carol's birthday and her husband, Peter. He let me know that sometimes she might go through the 15 items or fewer line with a few too many items.
What's one or two items? Let me ask you this. I bought a box of blueberries. Is that 112 items?
No. Well, now, Carol,
blueberry now?
Seems like you're being a little silly, don't you think?
Oh, am I being silly?
So what we're going to do, Carol, is you're kind of on supermarket probation. So the next time you come in, you just check in with our office and we'll have someone go through the line with you.
I'm not going to come in and check in your store like a criminal.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It's Carol's birthday, and her husband, Peter, wanted to get a Brian Bell Buster for, and he told me that she tends to go through the 15 items or fewer line with maybe an item or two more.
Oh, one
good.
Of those.
Yeah, so we called her as the supermarket security.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Carol?
Yeah, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Larry Daly from...
Yeah, okay. How can I help you? I love your place. I shop there all the time.
Yeah, we appreciate your business.
Everything okay? Did I leave my wallet there or something? Or?
No, I'm actually calling from the supermarket security office.
Uh-huh.
We've been reviewing some of the tapes, and seems like you have been going through the 15 items or fewer line with quite a few items, Carol.
Oh.
I don't know if you're aware, but, you know, like when we have a deal on Polar Seltzer, you know, 4 for $10.
Right.
That's 4 items right there, Carol.
Oh, I see. Okay, so let me get this straight. This is what you're spending your time on.
Well, it's part of my job.
Is a six-pack, 6 items? You're going to take out each beer individually now?
No. But when there's 4 actual cartons, you know, that's 4 items. We're going to need you to come on back and bring those extra items. We've been keeping track, and it looks like for the month, you're probably about 17 items over the limit.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You got a file on me, huh?
Well, you know, it's come to our attention because of the other shoppers, you know, people get a little upset, don't want to say anything in the line, you know, so they bring it to our attention. So we've been on, you're on a watch list, basically, yeah.
What's one or two items? Let me ask you this. I bought a box of blueberries. Is that 112 items?
No. Well, now, Carol,
now?
Seems like you're being a little silly, don't you think?
Oh, am I being silly?
So what we're going to do, Carol, is you're kind of on supermarket probation. So the next time you come in, you just check in with our office and we'll have someone go through the line with you so you make sure that you don't take too many items through the 15 items or fewer line.
Yeah. Let me explain something to you. If I buy a can of tuna and a jar of mayonnaise, that's a set. That's really one item because they're going to the same food source.
Well, now that's...
See what I'm saying here?
I see how you're consolidating there. That could be part of your problem. That's 2 separate items there.
The end result is tuna. So that's one item right there.
Well, this now, this is good. See,
this
so
how I work it.
This, okay, I see your system. So, like, an 8-pack of, you know, hamburger rolls
yeah.
with a package of burgers, you see that as one item.
Oh, now we're finally communicating. Yes.
Well, I really...
I'm not going to come in and check in your store.
I
like,
see.
Like some, you know, some perp on the Mariska Hargitay show. I'm not going to come in and check in like a criminal.
I see.
Buy where my items, yeah. and I might just have 16 next week. Right. I don't know. Watch me.
Well, okay. You're really challenging us. And I don't even want to get into your cart return policy.
Listen... You've got people. They're just going to be lollygagging around. That's what they're there for.
Boy. Now, I see one of the items that you probably can't bring back. We heard from your husband, Peter, that you might have been buying a birthday cake.
Peter? Yeah, it was my birthday last week. What?
Hey, this is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, my God.
This is a Brian Bell Buster, Carol.
Oh, my God. Every morning I hear these things. I think what an idiot. And now it's me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Peter told us you play pretty fast and loose with the 15 items or less line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. He's going to play a little fast and loose with Peter when he gets home. We'll see if he has his dinner waiting or not. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We appreciate you listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Oh, I appreciate the laugh you gave me. I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, no. You can get Peter back on his birthday.
I plan to do that. All believe right. me.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. Thanks for listening to WRO.
All right. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Morning 712. You know it's going to be really, 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 really hot over the weekend. We're saying like 90 degrees on Saturday, maybe 90 degrees on Sunday. The humidity is going to be up there. It's going to be uncomfortable. And this is the kind of days when you wish you had a swimming pool in your backyard. So that's the great problem for Brian Bell right now. And he's trying to make the decision. Should he go out and get one of those portable things? You come, you bring it home, you set it up, you fill it up, and at the end of the year, you drain it, and you're done.
Well,
for
yeah,
year.
I'm like 3 days into my kid being off for,
yeah,
the, summer,
for the summer.
And I'm
yeah.
already like, okay, we got to find some stuff for you guys to do. And now it's going to be like hot for like a couple of weeks, like 90s, 80s, you know?
Yeah,
hot. Summer.
Yeah, summertime.
Yep. And I'm like, should I just kill a section of grass and just get one? Just do it?
Hours of fun.
Is
hours,
it?
Is it?
That's what I want to know. Are those cheapo ones, are they sturdy enough?
I think they're sturdy.
Will it last?
I think that it'd be great for the kids.
Yeah.
I think it's like, you know, I mean, they will love it most of all. You might not, but they will.
My buddy Ricky Carviello, every year goes to Ocean State, spends like $200-$250.
Yep.
Yeah.
Buys the pool. He puts it up in his yard. Labor Day, he drains it, cuts it up, throws it out in the trash.
Really?
He's probably done it 15 years.
Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing consumerism right there.
Yeah.
That's really...
Well, I believe right now we're doing a commercial. I think it's Ocean State.
Yeah, I was looking at the job lot.
They got anywhere from $250 to $750, something like that.
You know.
Okay, well, hang on. We got...
All right.
Okay, this is...
We have any people again.
Okay, pool line. This is Lorna Wise Show, and Sean's online. Hey, Sean, so what do you say, Sean?
So I say it's okay at one point, but does Ricky have a fenced-in yard?
Yes, very nice fence, too.
Yeah, just put a new fence up.
Yeah, Carly Fence put it up. It was beautiful.
Oh, great. There's another plug for another company.
Yeah, they're located in Medford Square.
Oh,
actually,
there you go.
Yeah, Brockton Fence.
You want to throw a phone
Brockton
number
fence.
Out there now?
No, you can Google it, carly.com.
Okay, right. But
what the heck are you talking about?
I'm all for those little blow-up pools. You buy them once a year, you throw them away. The problem I have is it's the idiots that put them up in their backyard that's not fenced in.
Right.
And the little kid next door.
He's covered on that, so that's
legit.
Good.
People don't think that's good. That's a legit.
So Brian's on the line. Okay, Brian, what do you got? What do you say?
Well, I say get it. We have a 4-foot, 18-foot round Intex type pool. It's actually made by Coleman, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's what those are the kind I'm looking at. Okay.
Yeah, a bit of work at the beginning of the season and a little bit of work at the end, but they're great. The kids love it. They're sturdy enough. They jump in.
All right, here's my question.
Okay, Chad, help us on this.
How flat do you need the ground to be?
Oh, you can have a deep end and a shallow end.
Right. I don't really want to, dig up. Can I just... Put it down on a kind of flat area?
As long as it's, I mean, I'm no math genius here, but as long as it's fairly level. You know, I I square it off every year with bags of sand, and it's never perfect.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm already out. I'm not getting sand.
He's out on that.
Crap,
yeah, right.
I just
okay.
put it there.
Well, no, if you put it on the grass, it'll just squash the grass down.
Right.
Okay.
I have a friend that does that as well.
Okay, so that sounds like minimal investment in time and labor.
Yeah,
that's what
we're looking for. Yeah, okay. Okay,
you have to upgrade your pump. You have to upgrade the pump a little bit because the pumps they send do not clean the pool adequately. And Brian, I can send you some stuff in a private message.
Getting complicated.
That's great. Yeah, hang on.
Slide into the DM.
Check out the. Okay, we got Larry from Pembroke. Yeah. So, Larry, what do you say
about a pump?
What do you say, Larry?
What's up, Larry?
Oh, am I on the radio now?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I liked hearing what the other guys had to say. The only thing that I'd say is, you know, your kids are young, especially your daughter, and your wife might have to keep a hawk eye on her to make sure she doesn't get the idea in her head.
My wife's at work. I'm sitting there with the kids.
He's the guy. He's the man.
That's what.
2018, Larry.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
Yeah. No, I figure, right? Because I know you got to be safe, right? But if I take the ladder out, if it's got a 4-foot side on it, and I pull the ladder out, then
that was
good.
What I was
going to
pull the ladder out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and is it going to affect your homeowners? I don't know. The other guys may have the answer to that, but.
Good point.
That seems like a question I don't want to ask either.
And if you do get it, what time do you want me over Saturday?
That's the problem. Everybody I know installed pools, and now they don't invite me over.
Okay.
Yeah, you get all of these friends.
Yeah.
Okay, Larry, thanks a lot. So what are you thinking?
Boy, I don't know. Homeowners, leveling sand.
Okay,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's the next thing we need.
I'm out.
That's really leading towards no.
105.7 WROR.
Lauren and Wally.
Sounds to me like every way you go, it's going to cost you some money. You know, whether it's insurance or whatever.
Enjoy the pool.
Naturally. Oh, the swimming pool lobby is very strong this morning here. So we got Lou's on the line. Hey, Lou, how you doing today?
Good morning.
Morning. So what do you say?
Hey, the one thing I have to give you some advice about, the leveling sand, it serves two purposes. The pool is level. And when you use the leveling sand...
Lou,
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
He's actually calling from underneath the pool, it sounds like.
I think what Lou is saying, that's going to cut it's going to cut your pool on the bottom if you don't put some mud under it, okay?
Feel every piece of rock. You'll also feel it with your feet.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks a lot, Lou.
Got a spawner at Ocean State job.
Ed's on the line. Hey, Ed, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I have one of those Intecs that takes, I have to take it up, I have to put it up, take it down every year. Because we live on a river, and that river possibly floods every year. So it takes us, me and my wife, about an hour. We put it up, it takes us an hour, we fill it, takes all day to fill.
What do you put it then, underneath it? Do you like leveling stuff or just put it on the grass?
We have a little bit of sand, that sand stays there every year in that one location. I have it kind of set under my deck. My kids cannonball it all the time. The thing's tough as nails. And the filters are fine. If it's not working right, then you're not keeping up with everything. You just change those filters.
Hey, thanks a lot. Looks like the biggest issue here is putting sand down.
Yeah, I don't want to, You got to do what my buddy Ricky did. He just paved over the backyard.
Well, there you go.
I'm not dedicated to ruining that section of grass.
I've seen that grass.
Oh, hold on.
That's
Mike,
the one section.
Mikey the plumber. Mikey the plumber. What do you say, Mikey?
Why don't Brian break down and spend some money and put it built in?
You know what?
Hey, Mikey, I don't have plumber money, okay?
You know, Mikey, I like your attitude.
It. Go for it, Brian. Come on. You got more money. You still got your communion money. Spend a little, will you?
No, that's all gone. No, I have nothing saved. I have really nothing saved at all.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mikey. Have a great day. Right. And by the way, speaking of swimming pools, it is time now for your Men from Maine 720 edition. So
welcome
here we go.
To another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's and notices Ephus looks a little distressed, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, you look a little distressed. What's the matter?
Well, it's little Ephus.
What's the problem?
Well, he got kicked out of swimming class.
What for?
They said he was peeing in the pool.
Oh, for God's sakes, everybody pees in the pool. How'd they know it was him?
Well, he was standing on the diving board at the time.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, let the excitement begin. This is what you've been waiting for. It's time for our weekly visit with legendary Boston sports columnist, commentator, and a man known to be all-knowing on all subjects. It's Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Everything. Okay, we got so many things we got to cover this morning, so let's get right to it. First of all, Red Sox, another good win last night. We're halfway through, 81 games down, 81 to go. Are you still saving the date on your calendar for the World Series?
Oh, don't book. I have a message out there. You don't book a wedding any weekend in October now.
No,
forget
okay.
that. That you forget that. Go right to November. Take October off the calendar. I don't care if
good
the Hall of Fame. You don't do it in October. Keep October clean.
Okay.
All right, that's my advice. And you'll regret it, ladies.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, everybody will.
It'll be tough.
Wedding for October. Okay.
Okay, next question. How good is Mookie Betts? If you have to project 10 years down the road, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yep.
Is it going to be Mookie Betts, and where's he going to stack up against Mike
right
Trout?
Right now he's on a trajectory. The season he is having is the single best Boston Red Sox player season since Carl Yastrzemski's legendary 1967.
Whoa. Wow.
All around, offense, defense, clutch, all the components. This is the best individual season so far that any Red Sox player has had in since 1967. If he continues to stick years like this together, this is 3 years in a row he's been very good. It's a Hall of Fame trajectory, yes.
Okay. Now, looking ahead to next Sunday, you get the big David Price matchup, Sunday Night Baseball, Red Sox and the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, David Price, he knows he's being judged very stringently here, and he knows ultimately that the way that people are going to judge him is what happens in the postseason, where he has never won a starting assignment in any uniform.
Yep.
He's pitching very well this year. People have no reason to be anything other than pleased with David Price right now.
Okay. J.D. Martinez, unbelievable.
He's exceeding expectation. I mean, he's already has more home runs than any Red Sox player had last year. Period. End of story. New graph. Next question.
Wow.
Okay. That's okay. So then we're feeling pretty good about the Red Sox. Now let's quickly.
By this time next week, we're going to know a lot in the NBA.
Yeah, this is the head to head with the Yankees is obviously going to be extremely important this year because the two will continue to beat up on the have nots of the division and in the league. They're both on a path to win over 100 games, and it's going to be very, very hard for the one who does not win the division to swallow the idea that after winning 100 games that he will still be playing in a one-game playoff when anything can happen in the other. So you want to win that division. These games are vitally important.
Excellent. All right. I want to know some NBA stuff, Bob, real
okay.
quick. LeBron's going to make his decision by, by this time, next week.
Oh, no, but this time.
4th of July,
right?
Hours,
yeah.
So what are we going to do? Is Kawhi Leonard... Are we interested in that guy?
What do you say?
Here's my position. Danny Ainge, as the general manager, the basketball poobah, has to do his due diligence. If it's a possibility to see what it would take to get a Kawhi Leonard, he has to do it. We don't need any. First of all, we haven't seen the team with Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving yet.
True.
We haven't seen Gordon Hayward. He played 5 minutes. And I would like to have that team. I don't want to do anything. And I don't want to trade any of my kids.
Yeah, I
don't want to do that.
Bob, are you making this decision with your head or your heart?
Oh, I'm making this decision with my heart, but I don't have to make it with my head. You know, Danny does.
What's too much to give up for Kawhi?
Well, too much is anything that includes Tatum.
Okay.
Anything that includes Tatum is too much. I could see giving up Hayward Hayward and Brown. I mean, I suppose it would take at least that. I think, but you're not getting. We have to keep Tatum because his potential. Someday they may be talking about him the way they're now talking about Leonard. Now, people understand. Kawhi Leonard is probably right after LeBron James and Durant. He's the next best player in the league.
Yep.
But we don't need anything. I like what we have. I want to win with this group. That's me. And I'm speaking only with my heart, I admit.
Yep. And you can't get rid of Gordon Hayward before he even has a chance to play. Right? That's horrible.
Things have happened.
That's horrible karma,
Kawhi
isn't
Leonard,
it?
You could.
Okay, there's just one more thing. And I want to do this for LBF this morning.
Yes.
And this is so she'll understand what's happening in the NBA and the LeBron James hijinks that are going on right now. The latest rumor is that LeBron James' son, who is 13 years old and is on a straight track for the NBA at 13,
is enrolling in a high school just outside of Los Angeles, which is a legendary high school for generating NBA stars. Scottie Pippen's son is playing there already, and a couple other NBA players' sons are playing there already. And that adds fuel to the fire that LeBron has already decided he's going to go to L.A. You know anything about this?
Yeah, that's been floating out there for several weeks. To my knowledge, and you may have seen something that contradicts what I'm about to say, it was only a rumor and was unconfirmed. But but that certainly got everybody excited because it said, well, there it is. It's a done deal. L.A. makes sense. He has a home. They have, here's all I'm going to say about LeBron's move. I am among the many who feel that wherever he goes, he will not go alone without another star. So it means he's either going to go with Paul George, who was a free agent in Oklahoma City, or with Leonard himself in Los Angeles. It's the one team that frightens us because they have the financial wherewithal to accommodate two megastars. No other team that we know of does. So
what?
Yeah.
That's the deal. It's scary. But the story about his son has certainly been out there. And but as far as I heard, it was unconfirmed.
Okay, there you go. Wow. That's everything. Bob Ryan, thank you very much. You have any shameless plugs for us?
No
here.
Shameless plug. A shameless plugless week. The week after, I'll have shameless plugs.
Okay, great. Okay. Listen, have a fabulous 4th
Thanks.
Of July.
Safe. Happy 4th, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you very much. Okay, it's time to get directly to the Dirty Laundry update this morning. 8:45 Dirty Laundry up. Date is on the air, and here's LBF.
Okay, it's brought to you by Citizens Bank. Okay, we have a breakup, we have a death, and we have a really good breakfast idea. But first, let's discuss my favorite secret, not-so-secret couple has apparently broken up. Yes, it's true. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx were dating for 5 years, and it might be true that they're calling it quits. Because guess what? Jamie Foxx can't really commit. I think that Katie Holmes, and I swear, you know how people like, when you die, what's the first question you're going to ask God? My first question is going to be, what was up with the contract between Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise?
Really? That's going to be
that's going to be my first question.
Your immortal question.
And I don't want to forget it. So I want, when I die, somebody to bury that question with me so it's in my pocket so that I remember because I might forget.
Wow.
Anyway, so maybe there was a 5-year contract that they had where they couldn't really be seen with anybody else, but now it's up, and Katie wanted more of a commitment, but Jamie Foxx has hard partying ways. Nope, had nothing. He doesn't want anything to do with it. Apparently, she wanted him to sign a no cheating clause, which I didn't even know that existed.
Rumor, rumor, rumor.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I know. That's the whole point of
it. Rumor, rumor, rumor. You're just spreading wild rumors.
Play along, Lauren. Okay, so anyway, so these guys, I guess apparently they've broken up. They were spotted in Malibu a year ago holding hands. I was really hopeful for them because I really am rooting for Katie Holmes and I really like Jamie Foxx and I want them to work it out. Hopefully they will. I think you kids can make it. Okay. Yeah. Joe Jackson died. This will really interest you because it involves death. Joe Jackson died and he was 89 years old. You know, the patriarch of this family, the Jackson 5. And then he was, he's very difficult. He was very hard on his children.
Yep.
And then they were estranged kind of in the end because he was so hard on them. But
Michael didn't even leave him in his will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met Joe Jackson. This was a great story.
You met Joe Jackson.
Yes, Joe and LaToya Jackson. So my father took me to the Michael Jackson concert when I was 13 years old because Sullivan Stadium wouldn't have Michael Jackson because of gang activity. Ridiculous thing. So my father was in the travel business, and he knew how much I loved Michael Jackson.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
He flew me out to St. Louis to see Michael Jackson, and I think his brothers were at that point with him. And when we got on the plane, guess who was sitting in front of us? Joe Jackson and LaToya Jackson. And it was so exciting, and she signed my little Michael Jackson book. I didn't really want his, and I wanted to take a picture of the both of them when we got off
the
plane.
So what were you? You were 22, 23, something like that?
13.
Oh, 13.
Yes, 13.
Okay.
And so my camera broke, so there's no evidence. Isn't that the worst?
No,
it was one of those disc cameras. Do you know, remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember those. Yeah,
yeah, back when you couldn't just take a picture with your phone.
You guys don't know how much, it's amazing. So many pictures of things that happened to me in my life don't exist because of faulty equipment. iPhone is the best thing ever. Okay, and finally, this is very exciting for me because about 20 years ago, Elaine Benes from Seinfeld came up with a brilliant idea that McDonald's is stealing. McDonald's is now selling muffin tops for breakfast. Ooh. And this is what they gleaned it from Seinfeld.
I can't believe somebody pulled the top off this muffin.
That was me. I'm sorry. I don't like the stumps.
So you just eat the tops?
Oh, yeah. It's the best part. It's crunchy. It's explosive. Mm-hmm. It's where the muffin breaks free of the pan and sort of does its own thing. I'll tell you, that's a $1 million idea right there.
It sure is, McDonald's.
Wow.
Anyway, I love muffin tops. In my mouth, not on my hips.
I understand. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
This is where the excitement begins. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find out if someone can win $1,000. Yes, a grand. $1,000 from Century Bank in 60 quick seconds. Our player this morning, Carrie Ruchin, is a young professional, an assistant at a Boston investment firm, on the line with us this morning. And we begin by saying good morning and welcome to the show. Carrie, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Any insider trading you can just share with everybody?
not on a recorded line.
Okay. We got you. Okay.
Martha Stewart taught you something.
There you go.
Besides cooking.
So, here's what we're going to do. The next 60 seconds will be very, very interesting for you because LBF is going to ask you 10 questions during that 60-second time frame. If you know, if you don't know the answer to one, feel free to say pass. Move ahead right away. We get to the end. You have time left over. You can come back, pick up anything you missed. And if you get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds, it's really, really simple. We give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you prepared to go?
I am.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
How many hours are in 3 days?
Pass.
Heineken and Guinness are both types of what?
Fear.
Acrophobia is the fear of what?
Pass.
Mike, what is Michael Jackson's daughter's name?
Paris.
What office supply store uses the slogan, "That was easy"?
Staples.
Spell vacuum.
V-A-C-U-U-M.
What type of animal is a neon tetra?
Pass.
Name the U.S. Supreme Court Justice retiring this summer.
Anthony Kennedy.
How many letters are in the word Christmas?
Pass.
What is Woody Harrelson's middle name?
Pass.
How many hours in 3 days?
72.
Acrophobia is the fear of what?
Height.
What type of animal is a neon tetra?
Fish.
Oh, nice. Boy. Yo, you got game. I
okay,
like how
very
you
close.
Did that.
Very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
8.
Yep. Wow.
Okay. 8 out of 10. Really good. Okay, so you actually, let's see the pass you. The ones that you passed on and didn't get to.
Those last two.
Last two.
Yeah.
Christmas has 9 letters, and Woody Harrelson's middle name is Tracy.
Wow.
But we do have a consolation
prize
really for you.
Good.
Really
okay,
good.
Excellent
you were, like,
showing here.
Steady and
came back those passes.
Yeah, that was really good.
I thought it was cool the way you moved on there. You know, you just pass, and then you let your brain pick it up at the end.
I like
okay,
it.
Here's what we got for you. A family 4-pack of passes to the NHRA New England Nationals, July 6th through the 8th, New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire. Enjoy that. Anybody else for more information, purchase tickets, simply go on to NHRA.com. Anybody else wants to play the game, log on to WRR.com, fill an application. We could be giving you a call. You could be on your way. And coming up next, right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, you know the old saying about if you do what you love, you're going to be happy for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, LBF, she disagrees with that.
I'm just, there's research, and actually, I kind of agree with it.
Okay, that's coming up next. Thank you. So, you know, you've all heard the same old saying, you know, do something you love and you'll be happy for the entire rest of your life. Well, we were discussing this, and LBF says, she quoted that famous Russian ballet expert and said, Bolshoi. You don't believe that,
you know,
do you?
Do what you love. You'll never work a day in your life. Follow your passions, and you'll never have a Monday that you won't want. No, it's all baloney.
Bolshoi.
Because you need to diversify your passions. Because if you just concentrate, and there's a study to prove this, if you just concentrate on one passion fully, and it doesn't work out, you're going to be super disappointed, probably clinically depressed, and unemployable.
okay, you're painting a pretty picture. So
I'm just really saying, I know.
If it doesn't work, there's a real problem.
Yes, if it works, good luck. That's great.
Then you're Jim Cook.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The guy loves beer, so
but
he starts a brewery.
Loves
right,
other
okay.
things. Like, if Jim Cook wasn't doing the beer stuff, he'd be doing other things. He has other passions. I mean, I don't know what they are, but he's a seemingly well-rounded person. Because Stanford University, and they're wicked smart there, so they said, following your passion isn't the recipe for success. It's the opposite, because people who only focus on their passion narrow their interests too much, which keeps them from having creative ideas. I agree with that. Because if you only concentrate on that one thing, you're just looking at it like that's
tunnel,
it. That's
tunnel
all
vision,
I can
tunnel
do.
Vision.
Like I like ice cream, and I focused on it way too much.
Well, you know,
they also don't learn about new subjects or try new things because and they might like that more. So say you want to be a guitar player when you grow up, and that's it. You know, that's and you practice and practice and practice, and you go to the best schools and stuff like that, and then you're just not as good as everybody else, and you never get those jobs. If you'd studied piano or maybe like accounting, it's like, you know, you could be
okay. Maybe
else.
You
could do the band's books too.
You suck at the guitar,
exactly.
But you can book all the gigs,
right? Yeah. So yeah, like so you have to do that. And then when somebody's following their passion, they stumble or run into difficulty. It makes them extra depressed, and that can make them give up and quit. And finally, when these people do quit, they're completely lost and directionless.
Wow.
Develop your passion. Don't follow it completely.
So if you hadn't done, like if you hadn't gotten into writing and all that sort of thing, would you have had another passion?
Would I have had? Well,
we're talking about successful people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my mistake. I completely got off track on that one. Okay. Never.
Well.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Animal Tory. No, not Animal Tory. Animal Story Time right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. Okay, today's animal story all starts just a little over a year ago.
It starts at your favorite place, a slaughterhouse.
Now, this is kind of an interesting thing. There's this little cow. It's a baby cow, 4 months old. Her name is Bonnie. And she was being rounded up along with the rest of her family, and they were preparing to ship them off to the slaughterhouse.
Your stories are always so uplifting.
At a farm
Tell me more, Uncle Lauren.
Farm in upstate New York. So Bonnie the cow escapes.
Yeah.
And she runs into the woods behind the farm. Okay?
Run, Bonnie, run!
She run for your life, Bonnie. So Bonnie the calf. Okay, Bonnie the...
Baby cow.
Okay,
cow.
The veal.
Come on, baby cow.
The veal is escaping into the woods, see? And she gets away, and they can't find her. And so, like, days go by, and
like
there's
Snow White.
no sign of Bonnie the cow. And so, like, weeks go by, and they think, Bonnie the cow must have died in the woods, see? But no. Amazing thing had happened.
Mm.
These hunters are out in the woods, and they've set up cameras. And the cameras, they wanted to look for deer trail and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they had footage. And they had video, and the footage showed Bonnie the little cow had been adopted by a family of deer.
Really?
You know, the papa deer, the mama deer, and a couple of baby deer. And they were they were hanging out together. They were running around. They were frolicking in the meadows together. They were eating together and actually sleeping together.
Wow.
But then...
Really?
Yeah, which is really very, very unusual.
They have it on video?
They got it on video.
Those hunters are weird.
Yeah, they got a real great letter from Pornhub. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
But we digress.
Anyway.
Wow. So they say, well, Bonnie the cow can't survive the winter. So they talk to the farmer, the farmer lady who owned the property. Her name is Becky. Miss Becky, probably.
Yep.
And they said, Miss Becky, what are you going to do for Bonnie, the little baby cow? So Miss Becky went out 3 times a week all winter and had a sled and took food out for Bonnie the cow.
Wow.
She survived the winter, and now Miss Becky has taken Bonnie the cow into her farm, 271 acres, and she's going to live there for the rest of her life.
So, wow. Really?
Well, which is probably for stories? About a week or so until they hit. No.
What happened to the deer, though?
The hunters went back, and they're all having venison.
I don't know. Let me just say, what was that?
Oh, my God.
Now that cow's out of the way.
Ending to Bonnie the little cow this morning.
Night-night.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.